And hello, it's another Thursday with me, DJ LC, and my usual partner in crime, Cotty. And this is the second to last show for Tinsel Talk for this school year. But I will be back next semester, I promise you that. And again, if you go on radio.dominican.edu, you can scroll all the way down to where you see Kim Kardashian with her eyes whited out. That is my logo. And you can go to the side and find links to my Facebook, my Twitter, and my blog. Like all of them. Well, you can like my Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and then check out my blog. Even though it's still not working, but it's okay. I'll figure it out. I have all summer. And if you want to say something, you can say it over Twitter, because I have my phone right next to me, as always. And I'll get that right away. So, on to the show. We have some movies we're going to talk about. Music, including an R5 countdown. TV shows, and my newfound love for Kesha. Instagram, which we're going to be talking about Instagram a little bit. And then Rumor Has It, and then Cash or Crash, as always. So, on to movies. So last week, Iron Man 3 came out, and I heard it was amazing, and I really, really, really want to see it. And then tonight, tomorrow morning, The Great Gatsby comes out. I'm so excited. I want to see it so bad. I'm trying to go see it tonight, but some people have finals tomorrow. Even though it's in the afternoon, you can study all day. That's okay. And then, I guess this is movie related. Yeah, it's definitely movie related. Because The Avengers 2 is a negotiation, and a few of the stars would like a pay raise. Because I guess they're getting... They got paid far below what they normally would get paid for a movie for their names, such as Scarlett Johansson, which is, you know, pretty big actress. And so Robert Downey Jr. is saying that he will not sign on for any more Iron Mans or Avenger movies if his co-stars don't get a pay raise. And you think, oh, they'll just cut all of them and get new ones. But no, they really want to keep Robert Downey Jr., so he's definitely using this as leverage, which it's like... You go, RDJ. Robert Downey Jr., if you didn't get that. Yeah. I was going to mess that one up. But, anyways. That is movie news. And I hopefully, next week, I will have seen both Iron Man and The Great Gatsby, and then I can rate them. I'm thinking they're going to get A's. But, I mean, I'm like almost positive Iron Man's going to get an A. But who knows about Great Gatsby? It might get B or C. I don't think it's going to get D, honestly. It has Leonardo DiCaprio in it. Anything Leonardo DiCaprio does is good.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly not good enough to get an Oscar, but...
that's besides the point.
That's a sore subject. Music news. Selena Gomez has come out with her new music video for... I can never remember the name of this song. What is it called?
Total brain fart. Come and get it.
That is. If you want to come and get it. Yeah, na, come na, and get na, it. Na, yep. That's the one. And it's like, I don't even know what the music video is about. She's just like in a field dancing with some pretty dresses on. She looked pretty.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, her makeup was nice. The dresses were super nice.
I really like that black dress that she had on.
Yeah, I do too. It was a good music video, I guess. I mean, I didn't understand
it.
Yeah, there was a lot of like double images of her and just what's going on. But yeah, otherwise it was pretty good. And then, okay, Austin Mahone is joining Taylor Swift's tour. You know what that means? It's gonna be in Sacramento.
Indeed. You should go see him.
joke, next joke.
That wasn't a joke.
It's a joke on my part.
You downloaded his song.
Okay, let's get this story straight. I did download his song, but because my computer was dying, Claudia's charger is out in the living room. She's not using it. So I was like, hey, can I use your charger? And she's like, for what? And I was like, I'm going to download music. She's like, what are you going to download? And I was trying to be funny. So I was like, I'm going to download Austin Mahone's song. And she's like, if you really download it, I'll give you the charger. And I was like, that's not even fair. And she's like, nope. If you download it, I'll give you the charger. So like, I was like, fine, I'll download it. And so I downloaded it.
You didn't even say it wasn't fair. You were like, oh, okay.
No, I didn't. I resisted at first. I was like, no. I was like, that's totally, no, no. And then you're like, yes, yes. And so I downloaded it. It only has one play because I've never heard the whole song through. So I was like, hey, might as well hear the whole song through. It has one play. That's all it's going to get.
One play too many.
It's a really stupid song. And yeah. Union J has a video out on Vivo of them getting hypnotized. And it is hilarious.
It really is.
Like, there's this part where the hypnotist is like, it's so windy. And like automatically, like George reaches up for his hair to like try to keep it down.
Because he's got really like poofy, curly hair.
Yeah, it's so funny. And, like their reactions. And then they're like at the very end, they're like, you're in a horse race. You're trying to win. You have to ride that horse. And then like afterwards, George just like threw his hand up like, yes, I won. It was hilarious. It was a good video. What was it called? It's something about expanding the mind.
Yeah, it was.
Or was it a challenge? Was it a Vivo challenge?
It was a challenge, but it was also like challenge expanding the mind.
It was a Vivo challenge though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, yes. It's on YouTube. And so how many more days till R5 concert?
8 more days.
And how excited are you?
I'm like, the scale's broken. It's been broken.
I like had a minor like a freak out yesterday because I like thought about like, what if I got to meet Ross? And it was like after the show and like he's approximately 6 foot tall. Like he's pretty tall.
He's 6 foot.
He's pretty tall. And it's I'm only like 5'6". I'm like only 5'6", so also he'd be taller than me. And I just picture him like with ruffled hair and like slightly sweaty, and then like the picture with me and him, and it just really excited me, and I just got so excited, and like I couldn't even speak. There's only sounds that I can make, and I was
she
like,
she expressed her feelings in sounds. And I knew exactly what she meant.
Oh, I can't. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, his arms
are looking better each and every day.
They are, though. Like, we keep watching, like, performances, because obviously people go to their concerts and then put up performances of theirs, of R5s, and, like, we watch all of them. It's just, it's going to be amazing.
I am so excited.
Right? I'm really, really excited about it.
And we'll be in their Instagram photo somewhere.
I know. You could have been in their Instagram photo twice.
I know.
But you over here had to be grumpy gills when you first saw them. Like, you didn't even realize how lucky you were.
No, I really
Here's
didn't.
The thing. Here is the thing. Last year, around the same exact time, I tried to go to an R5 concert. It was in Sacramento. But my finals didn't get out soon enough, so I wasn't going to be able to make the drive back in time. And so I was like, bad luck, you know, chalk it up to bad luck. Kavi over here gets to see them in October and, like, wasn't even, like, about it. She was like, whatever.
I was upset.
Yeah, but, like, seeing R5...
I didn't know who they were at the time.
It doesn't even matter.
Okay,
if they're,
like, they were very attractive when
like,
I
if
first
I saw
them.
Ross, just, like, slightly sweaty, slightly pink, with his arm showing like he had, I would have been cheered up. Like, I know your situation, but I... who needs these other boys when you can... Ross! He was right there, and he walked right by you. Oh, my God, that kills me every time.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so close to her. She didn't even know how lucky she was.
Until now, looking back on the videos of that day, and I'm like, why? Can I go back in time?
Oh, I wish she could go back in time, because then I'd go back in time with her, and I would enjoy it so much. I was going to say, like, I was trying to think of a word to fill in how much I was going to enjoy it, but the only word, they were inappropriate. All the words I could think of were inappropriate. That's how excited I am. I'm just outrageously excited, if you can't tell. But I'm going to go to a musical break. And next, we have TV shows, including A Newfound Love for Kesha and a game. Well, not really a game, but it's a segment of Instagram. And right now, we're going to listen to Union J. And this has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And this is Union J with Carry You.
Don't ever say you're lonely, just lay your problems on me, and I'll be waiting here for you. The stars can be so blinding when you get tired of fighting, you know the one you can look to. When the vision you have gets blurry, you don't have to worry, I'll be alright. That's the least I can do, cause when I fall, you pull me. Walking in your shoes, we'll take each step together till you come back to center. You know that I know the real you. And when the vision you have gets blurry, you don't have to worry, I'll be your eyes. That's the least I can do, cause when I felt you pull me through, so you know that I'll carry you.
Carry You. And this is DJLC only at radio.dominican.edu. And if you're just tuning in, you missed movie talks such as Iron Man and Great Gatsby and a little bit of Marvel's Avengers, music including R5 Countdown. But next we have TV shows. And every week I watch a show Awkward. And it's always pretty awkward, but I have to say this week was more awkward than usual. What are you doing? Get off your phone.
Sorry, Mom.
Well, like you're just sitting there scrolling. Like, you could be anywhere doing that.
I could be, but you were talking and I didn't want to interrupt you.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, too.
Yeah, it's not time or place.
Sorry.
Apology accepted.
Awesome.
Okay.
Because I'm awesomest.
No. No, you're not. Anyways, awkward. This week was extremely awkward just for the mere fact that she farts in front of Maddie. I mean, it's not even that she farts. It's the way she farts. She's talking about bottling up emotions. But she doesn't say emotions. Like, I'm just bottling it up inside and I'm about ready to explode. And then it farts. So I'd say this is pretty much the most awkward one that Awkward has had.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm not against farting. I have a friend that's very comfortable with farting. She farts on you, around you. She doesn't care. So, and you know, with an older brother, you got to get used to farting. Getting farted on. Your head. Anywhere. Yeah. You got to get used to it. I don't think farting is very awkward. How do you feel about farting?
It's not awkward. Everybody does it.
And, okay, well, that's along the farting lines. Girl Code. It's a show on MTV. And it's just about, like, random subjects, and it's girls' opinions on this random subject. And it's so funny. And they talked about farting there. And there's a few guys on there, and there some of them were like, sometimes you gotta, like, it takes a while to realize that girls fart. And then they poop, too, and it's like, oh, surprise! We're human. It's a really funny show, though.
It is.
And they got some funny stuff to say. They cover all topics. Driving, dancing, drinking, not being, they cover being slutty. They cover everything. Farting.
Makeup.
What you should have in your car as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny show. I highly recommend it. But now, this show, Kesha, My Crazy Beautiful Life.
It's my new favorite show.
Right? Like, I was going to watch it regardless because I wanted to see, you know, check it out. But then we started watching it. It was so good. Like, it's amazing. It's an amazing show.
I really like Kesha.
Yeah, like, I don't really like a lot of her music. Like, some of the catchier ones that are on the radio, I might end up downloading. But for the most part, I'm not a big fan of her music. But I'm a fan of Kesha. Big fan now. She just seems like a really cool person.
Yeah, how, like, her insight on life and, like, how she lives her life and, like, just everything about her.
And she seems really hardworking and, like, she doesn't take things for granted.
No.
Yeah, I really like Kesha. It surprised me. I was like, Kesha, you just won me over. And a couple weeks ago, I was talking mess about Kesha. But no, not anymore. Kesha has got a friend in me. And, like, Perez Hilton is always on Kesha. Always. Like, she's talking about her nose ring and how she spells her name and, like, the glitter that she wears.
It's her actual name, too.
Yeah, Kesha's her name.
Like, she can change it, but that was her name that her mom gave her.
But he's bagging on, like, everything about her. And then he's like, you know what? I'm just over Kesha. And it's like, Perez Hilton, I've been over you forever. You run a terrible blog. Get out of here. It's a terrible blog. I showed Cotty.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's ugly. It's just terrible. I hate his blog. And he's just always talking. He has made his fame about talking mess about people. Just like random mess. It's not even like me talking mess where I'm like, oh, this person is dumb because they do this and this and this. Like, he's just like, I don't like how she looks. I don't like how she spells her name. Ew, Perez Hilton. I don't like how your hair is. I don't like your name. Like, I don't like your blog. I don't like your face. I don't like your attitude. I'm over you, Perez Hilton. Goodbye. You are the weakest link. And, like, he's always bagging her on, like, always. Always. It's always getting her down, and she, like, cried about it, and I was like, ooh, making my girl cry now? Like, this is Kesha.
Then she went for a run, and then she was all good.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Kesha. Kesha's my girl now.
Definitely.
I'm like, I want to watch that every week, and I'm like, it's Kesha. I don't know why I feel like I'd say it like that, but I like it. And then he says that she doesn't look like she showers, but she's pretty clean.
Yeah,
she has glitter on. Who doesn't like glitter? I love glitter.
Yep.
And her shows look so much fun to go to.
Yeah, they do.
Like, there's literally a wide variety of people that go there. Like, this guy, he's talking about how he usually listens, like, Rob Zombie and, like, Iron Maiden. He was there, and he loves Kesha. And it's just, like, a bunch of people with glitter and, like...
And she loved him.
Yeah,
so
she did.
Perfect.
Because he had a beard. And she loves the beards. But, like, there's just a bunch of people with, like, ripped stockings and, like, crazy outfits and just glitter and face paint and just everything. And it just looks
it
really
just
fun.
Looks so much fun.
And she looks like she puts on a really good show. Like, there's, like, costumes. There's, like, dancing penises on stage. Okay? And, like, all this glitter. And she has, like, glitter guns that she, like,
and
shoots
confetti
in the air.
And
yeah, it looks really fun. Like, if I liked her music more, I would def want to go to her concert. I kind of want to go to her concert. Like, just for the experience. But yeah, Kesha. I like it. It's a good show. Tuesdays, 11 o'clock. Last Sunday was a new Austin and Ally.
Don't remind me.
we were so jazzed because it was their first, you know, official date after they, like, were going out. And then it went sour. And they broke up.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Disney. Why?
They're like, I was so happy that Austin and Allie got together. Like, who doesn't want that for two main characters in a show? Everyone wants that. And I finally got it in a show and they rip it away?
It was devastating.
It was. But at least they're still friends. And there's this moment when they decided to be just friends and they were hugging. And then Allie was like, this is just as friends, right? And he's like, yeah, definitely. And she's like, okay, but don't let go yet. And he's like, I wasn't planning on it. How sweet is that? God, I love Austin and Allie.
Yeah.
Had to wait a whole week. It's over a week. The 19th is new episode. They're not going to get back together either. I can tell in my bones. So yeah, they gave us one episode where they're together. What is that, Disney? It's like you're trying to rip away my childhood dreams.
As a 20-year-old.
I don't care. Glee last week, I don't even remember Glee, except for Blaine decides that he wants to marry Kurt, but then Kurt's dad was like, not. And I was like, oh, frowny face. So, I guess there's not going to be a Clayne proposal yet. I know it's coming. I know Ryan Murphy's got that up his sleeve. I know it. And they better get back together tonight. I'm going to be so mad because it's the season finale. So they better be together. It's been over 200 days since they broke up. Someone had a count on Tumblr. That's how
I was like, did you count?
No, I didn't count. I don't have the time.
Though.
No, I don't have the time. I'm too busy looking up other things.
Like Ross.
And Harry. Oh, Harry. But I definitely, since it is the season finale, I want to know who is catfishing Ryder. That is going to drive me crazy. If they don't reveal it in this episode, I'm going to flip a table.
I'm gonna flip. I better move my stuff off the coffee table.
I'm not going to flip the coffee table. That's too heavy.
That's not that heavy. Flip. What other table are you going to flip?
I'm going to go out and find one, okay?
Okay, you go do that.
Anyways. We're going to do this thing on Instagram where we pick a photo from a celebrity and then we will read the caption and then we will tell you what the picture really means. And I'm going to let you go first.
No, I want you to go first. I have to find my picture.
Okay, well, I don't even need to find the picture because I already know what it is. I know the caption and everything.
I
want to
see the picture, though. So you find...
You've seen the picture.
Oh, gosh.
It's an R5 picture on official R5. And it's of this pile of clothes. And the caption is, hashtag loud tour, hashtag skinny dipping. But what the picture really means is, why isn't LC here?
I have one very similar to that.
That's what I got out of that photo. It was a pile of clothes. It was like it was like underwear,
pants,
shoes,
shirt,
socks, hat, yeah,
like sunglasses,
the whole shebang. And and really, the caption should have read, "Why isn't Laura here?" So go ahead.
Okay, it's from Ross, which is a member of R5, and he's like, my theme of the day is ... naked. And what it really should mean is, why isn't Cassandra with me?
What? Is that really what it should say?
Yes.
Or like, are you just kind of, because it's like same thing I said.
No, that's
we didn't tell each other what our pictures were before. So.
No, that's really what I was thinking.
The fact that what the pictures mean. I mean, I think that picture means why isn't LC here, but.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sure. Uh-huh.
You didn't even know who they were. Just putting that out there.
But I've seen them.
Oh, big whoop. I would have seen them if my ethics final wasn't so stupid. Ethics was like literally the worst
class. I
knew
who Ross was.
So did I.
Because I knew the Austin and Allie.
Okay. I'm just saying. Should have called dibs on that when I could have.
Sorry.
No one could call dibs on that, just to let you know.
No, I know.
It's common ground.
Yep.
But on to rumor has it, Abercrombie & Fitch CEO doesn't want ugly or fat people wearing the Abercrombie & Fitch clothes. I actually have a little, like, quotes here. I gotta get off that tag. Let's see. Go to my likes here. So, the Abercrombie & Fitch CEO... Wait for it to load. Okay, he refused to make clothes for larger women. And his name is Michael Jeffries. And his response is, when he was asked why, he says, "In every school, there are the cool and popular kids, and then there are the not-so-cool kids. We go after the cool kids. We go after the attractive, all-American kids with a great attitude and a lot of friends. A lot of people don't belong in our clothes, and they can't belong. We are what does that say? Exclusionary. Absolutely. That's why we hire good-looking people in our stores, because good-looking people attract other good-looking people, and we want to market to cool, good-looking people. We don't market to anyone other than that." That's his quote about the clothes. And they have been found to burn their clothes that they don't sell, so that instead of donating them, because they don't want homeless people to be seen in Abercrombie & Fitch clothing. And if you look up this guy, his name is Michael Jeffries. He is a troll. Like, clearly, in high school, he didn't have very many friends, and he was one of those not-so-cool kids, because literally, he's disgusting looking. And you could tell he wasn't a cool kid because of his attitude now, because clearly, someone had it out for him, and now he has it out for everyone else. Like, he finally feels like he belongs to something, so he's going to put other people down to make himself feel better. And trust me, he needs it. He is disgusting looking. But here's the thing. First of all, people should just stop buying Abercrombie & Fitch. That would solve a problem there. But then, if you have Abercrombie & Fitch, start donating it to homeless shelters. Because then, not only are you clothing homeless people, you're also shoving it in his face like, ha ha ha. Go for it. Burn all your clothes. I'm still going to give all my Abercrombie & Fitch clothes to homeless. And they're still going to be walking around in Abercrombie & Fitch. So good luck with that. Like, he's literally disgusting looking. Look him up. And he has a disgusting personality, too. On Instagram, lighter topic, Kim Kardashian posted this picture of her and Beyonce, and the caption was something along the lines of, like, "This is my life," and it was at the Met Gala. And in it, Beyonce just looks like she's taking a photo with, like, a fan. Like, she's, like, kind of smiling, but it's, like, you can tell it's a fake smile. Like, when you see pictures of her and, like, other people that she considers friends, I guess, she's, like, really smiling, but with Kim Kardashian, it's just, like, yeah, she's a fan. Like, it's... That whole thing makes me laugh, because there's also an Instagram photo that Kim Kardashian posted, and Kim was at Beyonce's concert, and then it was a picture of Beyonce walking towards her, and it was like, "Hey, bae," and it's like, oh, Beyonce probably thinks you're an idiot, because we all think you're an idiot. But at the Met Gala, Kim Kardashian was wearing probably one of the ugliest dresses I've ever seen. It was a tight floral print dress, and then it had sleeves and gloves attached to it. So, like, if she put her, like, hand on her body, her hand blended in.
Her hand disappeared.
Yeah, it disappeared. It was so ugly. And this leads me on to my Kim K's fashion choices. Like, before she was pregnant, like, she wore really cute clothes. Like, she had a pretty good fashion taste. And then all of a sudden she got pregnant and she started wearing these things that weren't flattering for her body at all. And it's like, we get you're pregnant, but you can dress, you know...
Appropriately,
yeah. Like, I don't feel like she bought new clothes. I feel like she's, like, still in her old clothes.
Yeah, they're that tight.
It just doesn't look good. Like, she could dress really nicely in, like, you know, pregnancy, I don't know.
Bigger clothes?
Maternity clothes. And she could look stylish. She has the money. She could buy really expensive maternity clothes and look good. She has good fashion taste. I don't know what's happening here. It, like, boggles my mind. But speaking of ugly dresses, Honey Boo Boo's mom got married. And it has got to be one of the worst dresses she wore. It was, like, camo print. with orange accent. And then her husband was wearing camo pants with an orange vest. And where did you find that picture? Was it on E?
Yeah. I first found it on Tumblr, then I found it on E.
So it's on E News. So it's on eonline.com. You can find it. You can probably just type it in.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. Wow. Like the cut of the dress, the style of the dress, it's a really nice style dress. But then they ruin it with camo.
And orange.
Yeah. It's like camo because it has like layers to the dress. Like these rumpled layers. And each layer is camo. And then in between there's like orange ribbons and stuff. And there's like an orange belt. It's a really ugly. Ooh. I don't know who made it, but they... Ugh.
I mean, it's what she wanted, I guess.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to put my name on something like that. Like, if I was a designer. Yeah, would you?
No.
But Miley Cyrus has made Maxim's top 100... I don't know, beautiful, sexy women, beautiful women. I don't know what Maxim counts. And I hear a lot of complaints from people. And I just don't get that. Miley Cyrus is, she's pretty. I mean, okay, I don't agree with her hair choices right now. She could definitely tone down the bleach and grow the hair out a little. I understand she cut it for charity, but she doesn't have to keep it cut. She can grow it back out. But other than that, she's really pretty. Like, when she has her hair a little bit longer, girl got it going on. But according, along with the Miley Cyrus topic, there's rumors that Liam Hemsworth's family had a Miley intervention for him, in where his family, including his brothers, tried to get him to break off their proposal, but apparently it didn't work. And that's just one rumor, and other people are saying that rumor is just that, a rumor. So who knows, but there's supposedly a Miley Cyrus intervention going on out there someplace, which is interesting. It's like she's a drug. That's what I took out of that. And along the drug addiction line, Pete Wentz is in Rolling Stone. He is the bass player for Fall Out Boy. He was in Rolling Stone talking about his divorce from Ashley Simpson back in 2011 and how he got addicted to drugs because of that. And I didn't even know they got divorced. I didn't know they got married. I knew they had a kid together. But I didn't even know they got married and then divorced? What? I'm way behind on that news. And speaking of breakups, Chris Brown and Rihanna are broken up again. Like, I'm not, last time it was reported and then it was said it was denied. And now it's reported again and I don't hear any denials.
Yeah, it sounds like it's legit this time.
But then who knows with them? Like, sometimes they just don't spend time with each other, and then, bam, they're back on. Like, they never were broken up.
But I heard Chris thought Rihanna was too young for him.
How old is Rihanna?
I don't know.
We're gonna... You talk. You okay, talk about Chris Brown. And Rihanna. Talk about it.
They should be broken up. I mean, look what he's done to her, and I don't understand why she's been going back to him.
She's 25.
She's 25. I'm guessing he is 31.
He's 24.
Just kidding. I don't know. That's what E said.
E is severely mistaken.
Okay, E didn't say he was 31. E just said that he thought that she was too... Or maybe acted too young for him.
That might be it. But I mean...
But look at him.
Yeah, exactly. But along the breakup lines... Nina Dobrev and Ian Somerhalder, they are both actors on Vampire Diaries. They've been going out for like 3 years, and apparently they split. No one really knows for sure, but there's been some tweets sent from both of them that kind of make it seem like they've split up. But who knows? We'll see. They're really cute together. Oh, someone's stomping around the hallway. And Ian Somerhalder, oh, he is so good looking. He's beautiful. He has beautiful eyes. But Teen Mom star is divorcing her husband. And this is Janelle we're talking about. And she thinks it's funny. I don't know much about this, so, Cody.
Oh, all I know is that he's in jail. And she's divorcing him. And she thinks it's funny because he's in jail while she's divorcing him. So... She's hilarious.
Yeah. And she's still like talking about getting her son back.
She never deserves Jace.
I know.
Never.
Like, that's so selfish. Like, she knows, obviously she knows she's a drug addict. Why would she want to put her son in that situation? And Courtney Stodden, if you don't know who she is, she is an inspiring model, and she married a 51-year-old when she was 16. It's disgusting.
Is that video you showed me?
Where she was, like, undressing him with her eyes?
Yes.
And licking her lips. Yes. Yeah. Yep, that's her. Well, she is talking kids and how she doesn't want them yet. And I was thinking, like, I haven't been paying attention to how long ago she got married. So I looked up how old she is. She's 18. So, of course, she doesn't want, like...
And he's 53 then?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, but, like, it was news that she didn't want kids. It's like, she's 18. She shouldn't want kids. And clearly she's dumb. She shouldn't be reproducing. Like, it's really disgusting. Oh, that video. I can just, like, picture her, like, licking her lips.
Yep.
But Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are being considered to be judges for next season's American Idol. Thoughts?
I really don't like Justin. I don't think that he's cut out to be a judge when he can't even control himself, so why should he have a say in who gets voted in and out?
Well,
that's how I feel.
If it was just Justin, I would agree with you, but since it's Justin and Selena, I think go for it, because then they already have a rocky relationship, and then you can see that relationship unfold on camera, because of course they're going to start bickering and stuff.
That is a good idea.
How entertaining. I think this is a great idea. Go for it.
Do it so
get
I can
Selena
watch it.
And Justin on there. If you're going to get one or the other, count me out. But if you get both, I will watch that. And since they are back together, what do you think about it?
I can't stand it. I personally don't think Justin is good for Selena, because
I don't think she's good for him either.
No. It's
from
both
what
sides.
I've seen.
What have you seen?
I'm just talking about from, like, everything that we've heard from our research.
Yeah, no, I don't think they should be together. They both don't go well with each other.
Yeah, they just
don't treat each other right. And she just keeps running back to him when he says to.
I kind of was liking Selena more when she was,
I definitely was.
Yeah, when she was, like, single and, like, I don't need a man, da-da-da-da. Watch out for my music. Rawr. But now I'm like, Selena, what are you doing?
Yeah. I definitely was liking Selena a lot more after she broke, or whoever broke up with who. And, yeah, I just don't want them together.
But the Millionaire Matchmaker has said, she has her own TV show, Millionaire Matchmaker. I don't know her name. I forgot to put that part down. But she has her own show called The Millionaire Matchmaker, and she is saying that Selena Gomez is wasting her youthful years on Justin. And this is a quote from her. She says, Selena does herself an injustice by being at Justin's beck and call, and he won't change unless he hits bottom. My advice to Selena, get both of you into therapy or you will get hurt. If that doesn't work, then let him hit bottom. Delete Justin from your life or you will waste your youthful years on him.
I agree.
I think she's already wasting time on him.
She's wasted too much time on him.
Like, at first, getting with him was, career-wise, being with Justin was a good move. Because she got lots of recognition for it, a lot of things that she wouldn't have gotten without Justin. But now she doesn't need him. She's almost surpassed him, career-wise. I mean, she'll never be as big as Justin Bieber, but she doesn't need him anymore. She can get things on her own. Like, she has made a name for herself through him. So just move on now. Like, you could be with anyone.
Especially if he doesn't make you happy. Don't do that to yourself.
I mean, he could make her happy, but...
I don't know.
I just feel like if this is true, that they have an on and off again relationship, I feel like those type of relationships are really unstable and unhealthy. So, I mean, maybe it's hard to move on, but maybe they should.
I mean, they're Selena and Justin. They can find other people.
I know. Justin could have anyone, basically. And so could Selena. Like, Selena, girl, I wish you was listening, because you could hit up Dylan O'Brien so easily, and he is so hot. And I know he be liking you, because he talks about it in interviews that I've watched. Oh, he's so cute. Get with him, Selena. I'm allowing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Yeah. They'd be cute, kind of. But Justin Bieber's being sued. I don't know much about this one either. I just wrote it down so Cody could talk about it.
He is being sued for $10 million for... what song is it?
Somebody to Love?
Yeah, Somebody to Love. Apparently some other person, I don't remember his name, wrote the song back in 2008, and it was going to be on his second album. And it's a duet, and they're both suing Justin and Usher for $10 million because they said they wrote the song, and then Justin made it big off of it.
I really don't think this is true. Like, I think they're going to lose, and I don't think Justin or Usher stole it. Because I feel like Usher's he knows what he's doing. He's a professional. Like, he's been around for a long time. He does the thing, you know? So I don't think either of them are stupid enough. So I think the guy's going to lose. He's not going to get any money from them, because that's all he's after. He doesn't actually care about the song. He cares about the money. But then Justin Bieber has been accused of throwing a tantrum at a photo shoot where he showed up 6 hours late. And then he refused to wear a hat that they wanted him to wear for the photo shoot. And, yeah. 6 hours.
That's Justin for you.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to actually try to defend him, but then he's been late for other things. Maybe it's not his fault. Maybe there's, like, traffic or...
For 6 hours?
You don't know.
I'm almost positive.
Maybe there's some other problem. I don't know. I'm trying to look at both sides here for once. But, because I'm trying not to be like Perez Hilton, you know? You feel me on this one?
I do, but... He's been like this for so long.
Not for so long. For like maybe since the beginning of the year.
Okay. Almost four and a half months. It's been quite a while. And it's just another thing to add on to what he's done.
Well, because he was late for one of the concerts, but that was a technical difficulty. So you can't really blame him for that.
I'm not saying just being late. I'm just saying everything that he's done, like, throughout the year thus far.
And I feel like he has gotten to be quite the diva.
Yeah.
He just needs to go back, like KB was saying on the show last week, he just needs to go back to his roots, maybe spend some time with his family, you know, get to be that YouTube Kid Raul again. I think that's how you say his YouTube name. I'm not really sure. But I'm going to take another musical break here. This has been DJLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And up next, I have Bridget Mendler with Hurricane. Right now, I think. I didn't even click it. Wait. Right here.
Are clogging up my brain like the weather drain, same as the tears on my face, and I'm stuck up in the storm. I guess I'll be alright. Then it hits me like oh no. And you're that wind that swept me off my feet, got me flying till I'm crying and I'm down on my knees. That's what Dorothy was afraid of, the sneaky tornado. Hurricane. closing up my insides. Can't hide it on the outside. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, it hits me like oh, oh, no. And that's when you hold me, you hold me. You tell me that you know me, I'll never be lonely. Say we made it through the storm now, but I'm still on the lookout.
Was Bridget Mendler with Hurricane. And next, I think this is our favorite topic to talk about, One Direction, because it is our favorite topic. But One Direction is reporting that their next album is expected out this year, which makes sense. Their first album came out 2 Novembers ago. Last album came out last November, so this November their third album should be coming out.
I heard it was coming out in December.
I heard that it was, from the quote by Louis Tomlinson, they said they're not aiming for Christmas, but it's gonna be around that time. So I'm thinking this November still. That's around Christmas.
Yeah.
You hear that sound?
Yes, I do. What's playing?
It's not my computer. It's outside. Someplace. They're just playing music really loudly. So that's exciting. A new CD. Oh, I just like just talking about it, I just got really excited all of a sudden.
I am so excited.
I just wish we could go to this concert. But that means they're going to have a concert next year.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me to today on Twitter, Niall and Liam from the One Direction teased that there is going to be exciting news in 6 days for One Direction. What do you think this news is going to be?
Honestly, it could be really anything. Maybe they're going to... I don't know.
I'm hoping it's going to be like, we're going to LC's house! Wow!
That's exactly what it is. We better get ready.
I'm kind of thinking it's their tickets are going to go on sale for the next tour. That's what happened last time, too. Like, a week before I went to their concert last year, their tickets for this tour were on sale. So, it's like a year in advance, you could buy tickets, which is crazy. But I think they're going to do that again, because clearly it worked well for them. They sold out, like, every venue.
Like, in 12 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm still hoping it's the LC House thing, but we'll see. I mean, it's exciting for everyone, and I'm pretty sure everyone would get excited about that. They're like, yeah, go LC.
Yeah, we have some decorating to do.
What do you mean?
Well, if they would come to this
I'm talking about my house, like back in Sacramento.
But you won't be there in 6 days.
They're announcing it in 6 days. Yeah. That they're going to be there in 6 days.
They might be there. They'd be like, oh, we're coming right now. You better be ready.
Bear. We've made up code words. We've made up like codes for these type of things. Like if a celebrity
in case they ever happen.
If a celebrity ever showed up at our door, we have codes for things to do. Not that they ever will, but you can never be too safe.
Yeah. You never know.
You can never be too safe nowadays. Like what if they just like got a flat tire?
Or they're lost, they need directions, and they just so happen choose our door. Yeah. You never know.
Our door out of like the hundreds that they could have chosen. Ours is close to the street, so.
But they have the other ones too that's closest to the parking lot.
They're not in the parking lot, they're on the street.
Fingers crossed.
Liam from One Direction and his girlfriend Danielle seem to be over. They broke up a couple months ago, but then they got back together and they bought a dog. They named it Loki. And now they're breaking up again.
Awkward.
So, I wonder who the dog... I bet you the dog's gonna go with Danielle.
I was thinking Liam.
I don't know. I feel like the dog always goes with the girl when the couple breaks up.
I just feel like Liam likes it more. I don't know.
Just because his name is Loki?
No, I just... I don't know.
Yeah, that's sad. Like, they were pretty cute. But, I mean, it's sad, but then it's not really sad. Because now Liam's single, and it's like, holla at Liam, because, like, he's really good looking. You know?
What if they all went single at once, like, overnight?
That practically happened.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, three out of five were single, and then all of a sudden, one out of five were single, like, overnight. When I was in Cabo.
Yeah.
When Harry was going out with Taylor.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Those were dark days. I'm kidding.
For a month and like 5 days.
It was almost 5 weeks. So yeah.
Yeah. A month and like 5 days.
But now we have stupid tattoos with One Direction.
Harry is the winner.
Ew. Don't ever.
I just did.
I'm saying Louis and Harry are tied with stupid tattoos. Don't even say. Okay, that heart.
No.
And the buck.
Okay, you got the butterfly, the moth, and then you got all those little ones that.
But those aren't stupid. I mean, some of them are, but then, like, they're small. But okay, then the buck and the heart are big.
Okay, you got that moth that's bigger than the buck and the heart combined.
It's not that big, though. Like, you're overthinking it in your head, because when you see it, it's not that big.
But, I mean, like. It's his arm.
That's a pretty big. Oh, okay. I'm going to say the moth on Harry's stomach and the buck on Louis's arm are equal. Equal in size, equal in stupidity.
I feel like Harry, they're the same height, but Harry's is wider.
Not this wide. No, definitely not the same height. Are you serious? How long do you think Harry's stomach is? He has a long torso, but his stomach is not that large. It's the same because Louis's is longer and Harry's is wider. But then Louis has a stupid arm tattoo with the heart. And it was a heart with headphones on. And now it's like this ugly heart. I mean, the only one that has decent tattoos is Liam.
I agree with that.
Because he has nice tattoos. And they look nicely done.
Niall wins this fight. With zero tattoos. Yeah. But I mean, all the boys pull him off. I'm not going to lie. I personally really like... all of Harry's tattoos on him, even though that moth he could do without. But I like Zayn's tattoos on him. I like Liam's tattoos, and I really like Liam's.
I really like Liam's tattoos.
They fit him.
Cause they're like simple and like they have meaning. I'm sure Louis and Harry have meaning to theirs, but they're stupid tattoos in the first place. So I don't care enough.
I just want to know the meanings, to be completely honest.
I really want to know the moth / butterfly, because he has it on his earpiece now, too.
Yeah.
So it has to mean something. But, yeah. Stupid Tattoos. One Direction definitely has...
They're the winner for that award.
Stupid Tattoos. And they should definitely just stop. Like, apparently their moms have told them, like, hey, yo, slow it down. Slow it down.
I swear Louis went from zero to, I don't know, like 15 overnight.
He practically did. And then, I'm not even surprised when I see a new picture and Harry has a new tattoo. It's like, oh, that always happens. He has like over 47. It's ridiculous. That's a lot.
Yes, but he still has a lot more space on his body to go.
He does, because they're all tiny. Well, majority of them are tiny. And that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Tinsel Talk. And next week, same time, same place, radio.dominican.edu. It will be the very last episode for this school year, this semester. And it'll also be only a couple days before the RF5 concert. Not going to want to miss it. This has been DGLC, only at radio.dominican.edu. And our final song is definitely Cotty's favorite. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. So, bye-bye.
You walk by extra fly, baby. Where you going? Can I roll?
Is it cool if I come with you, baby?
Living beach life, feeling right. You're the hottest, everybody knows. Burning up, show 'em.